Revoice Podcast Network. The mic is ours.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Common Talk, the podcast with common conversations and random outcomes. I'm your host, Gabriel, and let's get right into it. We are joined by...
Caleb,
and are you still here at VCU?
Yes, I am.
And what year are you?
I'm a sophomore currently.
You're a sophomore? Mm-hmm. All right, Caleb, what is the most embarrassing thing to happen to you in public?
I think the most embarrassing thing to happen to me in public was one time I was at the beach with some friends, and I was peeing outside, and then a police officer tackled me onto the ground, and a huge crowd started forming around us and started screaming at the police officers.
Oh, man.
Yeah. It was a good time, though.
Did you end up being apprehended by the police officers, or did the crowd help you with that part?
A little bit of both. My lawyers told me I can't say much more.
Okay, I got you. Understandable. Can you just say W or L just for us?
I'd say it was a dub in my books.
Yeah, anything else you want to add? Any other stories, or is that it?
One time I also peed in that fountain over there. That's a lot of, peeing in public's kind of like a big,
sometimes, you gotta do what you gotta do. Sometimes alcohol, it just hits.
It just gets to you, right?
It does. Well, I appreciate it, Caleb. Thank you very much. That was a great story.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
You too.
What is your name? What year are you here at VCU?
My name is Caroline, and I'm a senior at VCU right now.
All right, and what's the most embarrassing thing to happen to you in public? It could be probably a lot of things happen here, so what happened?
Well, there's definitely one that I have ingrained in my memory forever. It's awful. I sent a grandma to the hospital.
Oh, wow.
So I was in high school. I was at a soccer game, and... I was like walking to the bathroom or something, like behind the bleachers, and I was looking up at the sky for whatever reason. And so I was like going this way, and there was like a grandma walking this way, and she was like looking at her phone. So we both like weren't looking straight ahead of us, and she tripped over my foot.
Oh no.
And she was like falling for so long. Like when I tell you, like she was like tripping and like falling for so long, I was like, oh my God, like what is about to happen? And this woman falls on the ground, on the concrete.
Oh.
And she's, like, just laying there. And I'm like, oh, my God, like, what do I do? So then I'm, like, trying to help her up, you know, because, like, that's the nice thing to do. And her husband comes over, and he's like, what'd you do to my wife? Like, get away from my wife. I'm like, oh, my God. Like, I'm so sorry. Like, I did not mean to, you know, hurt her. A few minutes later, ambulance comes. And she's lifted into the ambulance and taken away. And I find out that she had to get a hip replacement surgery.
Oh, man. Now, do you feel any residual guilt from causing this lady to have a hip replacement?
100%. I feel awful, but, like, it wasn't intentional. Yeah. You know, like, maybe it could happen to anyone. I don't know. But yeah, no, I found out it was also someone on the soccer team that I know. It was his grandma.
Oh, man.
I don't think I ever told him that was me.
How did you find out it was his grandma?
I had some friends who knew who, like, ended up telling me.
Oh, man. That's where I did. So is there any updates of grandma? Like, did she make a full recovery?
Yeah, no, she's okay.
Okay.
Thankfully, she's fine.
Glad the grandma is okay and that your foot is also okay. Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you.
What's your name? And you go to school here at VCU?
Yep, I go to school here at VCU. My name is Gabrielle.
Gabrielle. I'm Gabriel. That's
nice
awesome.
To meet you.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, and I communication arts major. And I'm thinking of like, most embarrassing thing I've done in public. That's absolutely, I know what I did.
Oh, it's here.
So for my Star Wars class, we all decided to dress up.
Wait, hold up. You had a Star Wars class?
We had a Star Wars class.
How do I get in this class?
You had to be a comm arts major.
Oh, damn. Okay,
it was talking about the history of Star Wars. And we decided to dress up for one of the last days of class. So I wore a Slave Leia costume over my clothes because I thought it was funny. It was funny. But... they had a chain and a collar, and I was making people hold it and take pictures because really, because we were joking around. And I ended up laughing so hard, I fell on the ground on my hands and knees. And the professor walked in at that moment and looked at me like, "What are you doing?" And so I was on my knees like this, crying, in front of a professor wearing a Slave Leia costume. Having someone hold the chain, and man, Man, so many times I've embarrassed myself in that class. Like, I had another moment where I ended up crying in the same class because I had to explain Gotham to somebody. Gotham is not a good show. And I had to explain Gotham, and I ended up crying on the ground. My professor walked in, he's like, the same
What about Gotham made you cry? I thought the show wasn't that bad.
Just kind of explaining the Riddler-Penguin subplot.
Oh, yeah, the Riddler is kind of weird in that
show. Yeah, he's like, yeah, he takes drugs to hallucinate Penguin, and it gets too sexual. He's like, oh, man, no homo. I don't want to do this. Like, Penguin singing Wake Up Alone by Amy Winehouse to Riddler, but it's a hallucination, and he's like having a sexual fantasy. And I'm like, I just had to explain that to my friend, and because it was the Batman class, and my professor was like, what the f*** are you doing? I'm like, look, Gotham.
That's wild. Anything else you want to add or anything like that? Any other stories? We got anything?
I have embarrassed myself a lot in public. It's like, I had to give a presentation on Among Us for one of my classes, and I did a project on Among Us. Because for my project, I had to combine two properties. So I did the thing in Among Us, but I had to explain to the professor what Among Us was. So I prepared a presentation on Among Us, and he still didn't get it. So he had to be like, yeah, it's this game. And we almost pulled up Among Us to play in class, but he was like, we don't have enough time.
That sounds like a great time. Well, Common Talk Revoice is our Instagram. And so we'll have clips on there, and then we'll have a YouTube channel and everything will be up on there.
Shout out to Christopher Irving. You're a great professor. Thank you for tolerating my antics.
Hell yeah. Appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Thank you. All
right.
Hello.
And what is your name and year here at VCU?
My name is Nia, and I'm a junior.
All right. And Nia, what is the most embarrassing thing to happen to you in public?
I can't think of anything off the top of my head about myself, but one of my best friends in high school has a pretty embarrassing story, and I think I'll put her on blast. So, I have this best friend named Kylie, and she, after a night of being silly high schoolers, indulging in some things, we went to cookout because we were hungry. So, we all end up going to cookout, and we're all hanging out, being rowdy, being annoying. We probably shouldn't have been up in that cookout at all, but things are going fine until Kylie starts to feel really sick, and everybody starts to get a little concerned because Kylie's face is going white. And so we're sitting at the table eating our cookout trays, vibing out, and Kylie's like kind of swaying, doing this number, her like she's going ghost white, and we're like, oh no. And so we get her a paper bag to throw up into because we're assuming that she's gonna throw up. Our assumption was correct. And so when we gave her the paper bag, she threw up into it, and she threw up so much that it ripped a hole through the paper bag. And so it got all over her cookout tray and all over the table.
Oh no.
And this is like probably what, maybe 10-11 p.m. like on a random Friday, Saturday night in the middle of our hometown. Like, there's no reason for any of us to be vomiting in public in the middle of like a food facility.
Oh, man.
So, yeah, that was probably one of the more embarrassing things that I can recall right now.
Yeah, that must suck. It was inside of the cookout?
Yeah. She threw up into her cookout tray, like her food. Like, all of her food was then covered in her vomit.
What was the employee's reaction, like, walking up and, like, seeing that?
As far as I remember, there was not a single employee who knew.
Oh.
I think we kept that They usually kind of left us to our own devices because
so y'all just leave, y'all just left the vomit?
No, we cleaned it up. I think we cleaned it up.
Okay.
But we didn't tell anybody because we didn't want to like get kicked out, you know?
Okay. I hope they sanitized that pretty well after.
Yeah, me too. I think we did our very best, but our first like responsibility was getting Kylie home safe.
Yeah, well, at least y'all cleaned it up. That's good. Yeah, y'all did both at the same time. So
yeah.
Hey, that's good. Well, thank you. I appreciate
it. Yeah, absolutely.
Awesome.
Anything else?
No, I think that's it. Yeah,
perfect.
Thank you. Today here we got Aiden, our awesome editor here. And Aiden, what is the most embarrassing thing you've done in public?
Yeah, so I like to ride my skateboard, and it was right over there at the Altria. I was riding and someone was like, hey, do a kickflip. Well, I go up for the kickflip and I end up busting my bum. Yeah, that's probably my most embarrassing story.
Awesome.
And worst fall, like just utter pain.
Well, awesome. Well, thank you, Aiden. Appreciate that story.
Back to the editing lab.
Back to the editing lab, indeed.
Thank you for tuning into Common Talk, the podcast with common conversations and random outcomes. I'm your host, Gabriel, and remember to like, comment,
subscribe, and listen to our other podcasts on the Revoice Network.
Revoice Podcast Network. The mic is ours.